Today's daf is Erev and Daf Samach Gimel, and we are 9 lines from the bottom of Daf Samach Beis, Amid Beis, Amale, Abayil Rav Yosef. Today's daf is being learnt as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sara Aliza and Ovadia ben Miriam Leah. Today's daf is also being learnt Le'ilu Nishmas Eta Malka Bas Miriam. I would also like to thank my good friend David Solomon for sponsoring today's daf, Le'ilu Nishmas, his grandmother, Etta Malka Bas Miriam, a Holocaust survivor who was Moise Nefesh to raise Yiddish Adoris after the war. May today's daf be an aliyah for her neshama. So we began the sixth perek of Mesechtes Erevin, a classic perek, Perek Hadar, which begins with a halacha in Dinei Eruvei Chatzeres, but as we're going to see in today's daf, immediately digresses into some very welcomed Divrei Agadas. We had a machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer Chachamim in the Mishnah regarding somebody that lives in a chatzer together with a non-Jew. We saw in Daf Samech Beis Amud Aleph that Chazal made a takono that a non-Jew is not allowed to be mishtatif in a Eruvei Chatzeres. Not just that, he can't even be mevatel his rishus to the other members of the chatzer. So what do you do if you live in a chatzer with a non-Jew and you want to make a Eruvei Chatzeres? You have no choice but to rent his rishus from him. So just like on chametz, there's a concept of selling your chametz to the Ein Yehudi, now you're actually working in the reverse. What you're doing is you're renting the Ein Yehudi's chelik in his chatzer, and you're keeping it for yourself. The idea, and the reason Chazal said you should do this, is because they were trying to discourage people from living together with Ein Yehudim. They were concerned that if somebody lived together with an Ein Yehudi in the same Rishus, Shema Yilmud Mimaisav. So if you tell the person that the only way to live with an Ein Yehudi is if you rent his chelik in the chatzer, there's a good chance that this non-Jew is not going to be so comfortable renting his chelik in the chatzer to the Yid. As a result, it's going to be way too complicated. It's going to hamper your way of life, albeit on Shabbos, and it's going to disincentivize you as a Yid to live in a place like this. Regardless, that's the backdrop of the beginning of the sixth parak of Masechtas Erevin. There was a machlokes Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov and Rav Meir whether this halacha was stated only when there are multiple Yidden living together in the same chatzer as non-Jews, or even if there's only one Yid. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov said, "La'olam einay oyser achiyu shnei Yisraelim oysrim zelze." Rabbi Meir argued. Rabbi Meir says, "No, even if there's not two, even if it's only one." The Gemara said, "What's the hezbin of machlokes?" Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov held that it was loy shchiach for one Yid to live amongst many Akum. It's dangerous. It's loy shchiach. Most of the loy shchiach. Like us, Rabbi Rabbanan, the Rabbanan never instituted this halacha where you're dealing with a situation that's loy shchiach. Rav Meir's chayish l'miyuta. Rav Meir's concerned even for something that's loy shchiach. And that's why Rav Meir said that even if it's only one yid, it's still something you would have to be worried about. The Gemara said that who do we paskin like? We paskin like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Zok de Gemara. Amalei Abai the Rav Yosef. Abai asked Rav Yosef. Kaimelon, we know that Mishnas Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov kav v'naki. There aren't many halachas in Chas related to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. In fact, kav, it's a small amount. But for Naki, anytime Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov said something in a Mishnah, halacha kamoisa. Not just that, v'amar Rabbi Yehuda mashmur, Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, that as it relates to this particular machloikas between Rabbi and Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, that halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. So this was a biased question that he asked Rabbi Yosef. Ma'u lo'iruye b'makim rabbi. What would be if somebody came and he asked a Talmud a question? The question was, our Mishnah, is the halacha like Rav Meir, or is the halacha like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov? Ordinarily, a Talmud is not allowed to be Moira halacha b'fnei Rabbi. In fact, we're about to learn an Amud Gemara that's frightening in terms of how chomer it is for a Talmud to be Moira halacha b'fnei Rabbi. But Abaye's question to his Rebbe, Rav Yosef, was, is this considered a psak that falls into the category of Moira Halacha B'fnei Rabbi? Meaning, it would seem obvious to someone that's somewhat familiar with Kol HaPsak that in this machloikas between Rav Meir and Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, that halacha should be like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Number one, because we always pass them like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Mishnas Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Kav Enochi. Number two, Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul said Mefurish as it relates to this machloikas, halacha Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. So Abaye asks Rabbi Yosef Ashayla, he wanted to know if this is a type of psak that would fall into the category of Moira Alacha Bifnei Rabbi. Meaning, maybe Moira Alacha Bifnei Rabbi is only a question that the answer is not so intuitive, where you'd have to open up Svarim and Tshuvas to come up with an answer. But something that's so obvious, like that the halachas like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, specifically in this case, maybe doesn't fall into the category of Moira Alacha Bifnei Rabbi. So Rabbi Yosef told Abai the following. This was his answer. Amale, Afilu Beyos. He said, you should know that Rav Chisda was the Talmud of Rav Huna. And all the years that Rav Huna was alive, people would ask Rav Chisda the following question. Are you allowed to eat an egg together with kutach? So we know what an egg is. What's kutach? Kutach is mentioned in many sugis and shas as a very popular dairy meichel that people used to eat once upon a time. So essentially, the question they asked Rav Chisda was, are you allowed to eat eggs together with milchik? So it's a pretty straightforward question, straightforward answer. Of course you're allowed to. But v'loy oiri, Rav Chisda didn't want to answer. And the reason is, because Rav Chisda had a Rabbi Rav Huna, and he didn't want to be Moira Alocha b'fnei Rabbi. So you see that even something as poshid as Beyasa b'kuscha, which by the way, in the vernacular, in the Sfarim, this is always the example for something that's so obvious. Right? Sometimes somebody asks the Noid of Yehuda a question, he says, this question, it's kibayasa bekuscha. The answer is so obvious. This is the expression that the Chachamim often use. But either way, bayasa bekuscha was a question that they used to ask Rav Chisda for whatever reason. We'll see more about this later. And he didn't want to answer because it's Mayer Lach Bifnei Rabbi. So you see, Mayer Lach Bifnei Rabbi doesn't have any guidelines. Even the most obvious thing is still included in that. A similar story. Amalei Rav Yaakov Abba Labayer. Rav Yaakov Abba asked Abaya, "Kigoy Megillas Tainus Dichsiva Umancha Mayu Loiru Baasur Rabbi." If somebody would ask somebody a question where the answer in this question is written in the Megillas Tainus. The Megillas Tainus was a scroll that mentioned in it certain days that you're obligated to fast, certain days that you're not allowed to fast. So there were different halachos that were mentioned in the Megillas Tainus. So Rav Yaakov Rabbi asked the Rabbi, what would be if somebody came over to someone who's a Talmud of someone else, and he asked him the Shaila, something that's Mefurish and Megillas Tainus, would he be allowed to paskin? So Abaye knew the answer, because Abaye had a very similar exchange with his Rebbe Rav Yosef. Amalei told him, Hachir Rav Yosef, I'll tell you what Rav Yosef told me. He said, Afilu Beyasa, Bekus Chabom, my name Rav Chizda, Kol Shendi, Rav Huna. All the years that Rav Huna was alive, they asked Rav Chizda, are you allowed to eat a beya together with kutach, filei oiri? And he didn't want to paskin. So you see from here that this is something that would not be okay. Regardless, the Gemara introduced the halacha of Moira Alacha Bifnei Rabbi. Why are we discussing Moira Alacha Bifnei Rabbi? We just started Perek Hadar, a Lomdish Perek that gets into a lot of the real sugyas related to Eruv Chatzeres. It's because it was Machlokes in Ramei, Rabbi Eliezer. We came out to halachas like Rabbi Eliezer, and the Gemara wanted to know if somebody would ask a Talmud B'makom Rabbi, do we paskin in the first Mishnah in Perek Hadar like Ramei, Rabbi Eliezer, would it be Moira Alacha Bifnei Rabbi or not? Why would it be? Because he's paskin in B'makom Rabbi. Why wouldn't it be? Because it's so poshut halachas like Rabbi Eliezer and Yaakov. Number one, Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel said that Allah is like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, but more, Mishnas Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is Kavanok, we almost always paskin like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. So based on that, maybe it should be obvious. Abaye asked this question to Rabbi Yosef, and Rabbi Yosef told him a Maiser Rav that Abaye himself repeated later to another Amora. And that is, all the years that Rav Huna was alive, they asked Rav Chisda, could you eat a beya with kutach? He wouldn't paskin. He refused to budge. He didn't want to tell him. The reason he wanted to tell him was because he didn't want to be Moir Alach Bifnei Rabbi. So you see, Moir Alach Bifnei Rabbi is even for the most insignificant, seemingly Shaila, it doesn't matter. That's even though we just mentioned Rav Chisda didn't want to paskin to makim his Rebbe Rav Huna, stating that Rav Chisda oiri bekafri b'shnei Rav Huna. When Rav Chisda was in Kafri, he would paskin shailas even while Rav Huna was alive. Rashi says because Kafri was not mekoymo shel Rav Huna, and in fact, what the Gemara is saying is a very important caveat, the fine print to the halachas of Moir Alacha Bifnei Rabbi, and that is the only time a Talmud can't be Moir Alacha Bifnei Rabbi is if he's b'makim Rabbi. He's in the same city as his Rabbi, but if he's not in the same city, this halacha doesn't apply. Similarly, Rav Hamnuna, Oiri Bechayte Dargis Betrayte Rav Chisda. Rav Hamnuna, who was a Talmud of Rav Chisda, he wouldn't paskin when he was in the presence of Rav Chisda. However, when he was in Charta Dargis, which was not the presence of Rav Chisda, then he did paskin. Ravina, Saras Akita Bevel, Ravina once looked at a chalif, he looked at a knife to determine whether it was kosher l'shchit or not, and he did this in Bavel. Omali Rav Ashi, so Rav Ashi said, my time of Marhachi. Why did you do this? Amale. So he told him, why can't I do it? And the reason Rav Ashi was upset that Ravina did it is because Ravina was a Talmud of Rav Ashi. So Ravina and Rav Ashi were the ones that are responsible for Chasimas HaTalmud, but even though they're often synonymous with each other, we'll see now that Ravina and Rav Ashi had a Talmud-Rebbe relationship. Rav Ashi was the Rebbe, Ravina was the Talmud. So by Ravina inspecting this knife, he was being Moira Loch Lifnei Rabbi in the presence of Rav Ashi. So he told him back, I don't know what the problem is, but Rav Nuna Oir Becharted the Argus for Rav Chizel. Didn't Rav Nuna Paskin in Charted the Argus during the lifetime of Rav Chizel, even though he was a Talmud? Amalais, Rav Ashi said, no, Lav Oir Yitmar. You have the wrong gears in that story. Rav Nuna refused to Paskin during the lifetime of Rav Chizel. Amalais, he told him back, it's not true. Itmar Oiri, the Itmar Loy Oiri. I heard your gears, Rav Ashi, but I also heard my gersa. Meaning, I heard that Rav Amnuna did paskin b'shnei Rav Chizah. I heard he didn't paskin b'shnei Rav Chizah. So which one is it? So he told him b'shnei Rav Huna Rabbi who deloy oiri. But v'oiri b'shnei Rav Chizah the Talmud chaver delay hava. Meaning, Rav Amnuna was loy oiri b'shnei Rav Huna. He was oiri b'shnei Rav Chizah. What was the difference? It seems Rav Amnuna was a Talmud of Rav Chizah and he was a Talmud of Rav Huna. We had earlier Rav Chizda was a Talmud of Rav Huna. Here we're dealing with Rav Hamnuna. So Rav Hamnuna was a Talmud of Rav Chizda. He's a Talmud of Rav Huna. He refused to paskin b'shnei de Rav Huna. He did paskin b'shnei de Rav Chizda. The difference is that he didn't want to paskin b'shnei de Rav Huna because he was a Talmud of Rav Huna. But he was okay paskin b'shnei de Rav Chizda because even though he was a Talmud, but Talmud chaver delay hava. He was a Talmud chaver. So he was a Talmud. That's true. But he was a Talmud chaver. So what does Talmud chaver mean? Rashi. You hear this term often quoted, Chacham kemoysoi, elo shalomad mimenu davar echad ayoyser. Meaning, he was equally as smart with him. It just so happens that he learned a lot from him, or maybe not even a lot from him. He learned from him, and that was enough to make him a Talmud. The point is, there's a difference between a Talmud and a Talmud chaver, and there's a nafgemina in halacha. And that's what Ravina told Rav Ashi. He told Rav Ashi, Rav Hamnuna was sensitive to Rav Chizda. He was sensitive to Rav Huna, but he was more sensitive to Rav Huna than he was to Rav Chizda, because to Rav Huna, he was a regular Talmud. To Rav Chizda, he was only a Talmud Chaver. Regardless, what was the punchline? So Rav Huna told Rav Ashi, I know I'm your Talmud, Rav Ashi. So if I'm a Talmud Chaver, so therefore I could be more Mekel. Amar Rav, Tzumer Rabbanon, Chazi L'Nafshi. Tzumer Rabbanon is a lad of Paskin Ashayla for himself. Meaning, the Halach of Meir Halach B'fnei Rabbi, that's if you're Paskin for somebody else. But let's say a Talmud Chacham is looking at a knife because he wants a piece of meat. It's nogeya him. Oh, if you're doing it for yourself, then the halach is chazi lenafshi. Ravina, on that note, ikla lemechuzah. Ravina was once a mechuzah. I see ashpichush pischene sakina v'kamachvile. So the host where Ravina was staying brought him a knife. Oh, you have this great rabbi Ravina staying in your kretschme. Say, you go bring him the sakin. Could you inspect it for me? You can look at this chalif. Can you tell me if this is okay? And he started inspecting it. Amalei, oh, so he told him, zil amtei the Rav. He said, go bring it to Rav. Amalei. So the shpischene told Ravina, why do you have to bring it to Rav? I know Rav himself said that a Talmud Chacham is allowed to look for himself. He told him, I know. He said, let's be honest. I understand I'm going to be eating the piece of meat that's going to come from this behemoth, but I'm paying you for it. So this is helping me, I hear. It's helping you as well. Rashi says, if you want to give it to me as a gift, yeah, then we could talk. But as of now, I'm paying for it, and as a result, this is helping you. This doesn't fall into the category of Tzur b'mirabanon chazi l'nafshe. After some of the raid that we spoke about last week, I think we have to read the simen. Simen zila, mahanya, machlef, ika v'yakev. Rav Elazar mehagrunya, Rav Abba bar tachlifo, iklu lebe, Rav Acha breder, Rav Ika, ba'asreder, Rav Acha bar Yakev. So there's a lot of names. Again, Rav Eliezer mehagrunya, or Rav Elazar mehagrunya, and Rav Abba bar tachlifo, they were both in the house of Rav Acha breder, Rav Ika, but it was in the shtot, meaning the Mara de Asra was Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Bo Rav Acha b'rei de Rav Ika lemeved lehu igla tilsa. Now Rav Acha b'rei de Rav Ika, he had these choshev guests, so he wanted to make them an igla tilsa, third-born calf. I see sakino, so he brought it, now become achvid, he showed it to them. Amadu Rav Acha bar tachlifo, so Rav Acha tachlifo, loy lecha shlei le saba. He said, don't you have to worry about the saba? Saba meaning the Mara da Asra, the elder statesman here in Shtot, Rav Acha bar Yaakov. I can't inspect this knife. It's a question. Mara lach b'fnei Rabbi. Amalei Rav Elazar mehagrunya. So Rav Elazar mehagrunya told Rav Abba bar Tachlifa, Hachi amar Rav. I'll tell you what Rav said. Tzum Rabbanu chazi l'nafshe. That a Tzum Rabbanu is like, we're doing this for ourselves. We're allowed to look. So the Gemara says, chazi, they looked. The Anish Rav Elazar mehagrunya. Rav Elazar mehagrunya was punished. He was punished for being Meir Alach B'fnei Rabbi, for not giving the proper respect to Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Frank the Gemara, why was he punished? L'churi was right. Didn't we just say, V'amar Rav Atzum Rabbanu Chazi L'Nafshe? The Talmud Chacham was allowed to look for himself. He was looking for himself. He wasn't paying for the meat over here, like in the Maisa that we had with Rabbina earlier. But here, this was his. He was giving it to him. So why shouldn't he be able to look? So the Gemara says, Shani Hasam, Das Chilu B'Kfaida. Because they started saying that maybe we should be Mechabed Rav Acha bar Yaakov.
And what did Rabbi Elazar Meir Grunya say? Nah, you don't have to worry about it. There's no reason to be mechabed him. Had they never suggested maybe be mechabed Rav Acher bar Yaakov, then what he would have done wouldn't have been so terrible. But once they already were poseach, they said maybe we should give kavod to Rav Acher bar Yaakov. For Rabbi Elazar Meir Grunya to say, nah, don't worry about it. There's a kula. That was inappropriate. Iba Yosei Mashani Rav Acher bar Yaakov the Muflik. Kumi Rav Acher bar Yaakov was different. He was a Muflik. Tzak Rashi. Harbe Ma'oid Hoyezakim V'chacham. Number one, he was very old. And number two, he was very wise. So Kumi, there's an afgemina between someone that's Muflik. So we see a lot of nuances here in the Gemara. Number one, there's a concept of a Talmud Chaver as opposed to a regular Talmud Rebbe. Additionally, there's this idea of Muflik. That when somebody's Muflik, like Rav Acher bar Yaakov, he was Muflik B'Zikna. He was Muflik B'chachma. So there it's more chama. Amar Rav, Rav said another caveat. And this is a very important caveat. It's been the subject of a lot of raid over the years. Ula frushe meisura. Let's say there's a Talmud that's sitting b'makom rabba. And he sees an Avera happening and the Rebbe's missing it. Maybe the Rebbe's paskining the wrong psak, or maybe somebody's doing something and the Rebbe doesn't notice. And La Frusha Meisura, he decides, let me jump and let me stop the person. But the problem is, you can't be Moira Locha Befnei Rabbi. So said Rava, Afilu Befon of Shapardami. If it's a question of La Frusha Meisura, then it's something you're allowed to do. Afilu Befon of. And the Gemara tells a story. Ravina Havi Yosef Kamei de Ravashi. Ravina was once sitting before Ravashi. We know Ravina Ravashi had a Talmud Rebbe relationship. Chazilahu Gavro, Dekosale the Chamri. Since of Shabbat, he saw somebody was tying his donkey to a tree on Shabbos. Roma Beikala, he yelled at him, Yashkech Bey, and he didn't pay attention, he didn't care. Amale, so Ravina said, Lahavi hai gavra b'shamta. He says, he put him in chair. Amale, ki hai gavra b'mischazik kafkarusa. And then he turned to Rav Ashi. He said, did I just do something wrong? Meaning, I just put someone in chairin, in your presence, I yelled at him. I'm the Talmud. You're the Rebbe. Maybe I shouldn't have done that. Amalei Rav Ashi told him, "Ein chachma ve'ein tfuna ve'ein etzel enegad Hashem. Kol makom sheyesh b'chil Hashem echolkin kavod l'rav." That idea of not being moir halacha b'fnei Rabbi is related to giving kavod to the Rebbe. You don't give kavod to the Rebbe, but makom chil Hashem. Over here, an avera was happening. And being that an avera was happening, so there was no inyan of giving kavod to a Rebbe. Either way, it's a very important gemara in the sugyas of moir halacha b'fnei Rabbi, and that is la frushe me'isura. The halach is a Filu b'fun of Shapir Dami. Where have we spoken about this many times in the past? The Veltz Kasha, the Malbim's Kasha, and in his Sefer Ar Sachayim, that the Chassam Sofer brings this Kasha in a Tshuva as well. And that is the classic, perhaps the most famous Moir Halacha Defnei Rabbi in history was Shmuel. Shmuel was Moir Halacha Defnei Rabbi. The Gemara says he was in the Beisa, in the Mishkan, in Mishkan Shiloi, and they were looking for a Kayan because they needed someone to do Shechita. And Shmuel said, what do you need a Kayan for? Shechita Gsheir Bizar. And everyone said, really? That's interesting. So they go running to Eli. They tell Eli, tell me, there's a young kid over here that said Shechita Gsheir Bizar. Is that true? He said, yeah. Meimer Shaper Kamrit. He's saying very, very good. However, bring him over here. He brought him over to him and he told him, you're Moir Halacha Defnei Rabbi, Yichayiv Misa. And Chana started crying, and the Malbim and the Chassam Sofer and the Panim Meir, the Velt asks Akasha. He says, why was Shmuel Amar Alach Befnei Rabbi? If Eli thought that Shechita required a Kayan, that means a Kayan was going to do it and he was going to be wearing his Shmoyne or the Dalet Begadim, because a Kayan has to wear his Big Day Kuna when he does the Avoida. We know that one of the Big Day Kuna was Shatnes. The Rambam Shita is that if a Kayan wore the Big Day Kuna Shleib Shas Avoida, he got Malkus. For being over there, it's a Shatnes. Lefia MS, that Shechita Ksheir Bazaar, it's because Shechita Lav Avoida. If that's the case, even if a Kayan does it, he's not supposed to be wearing the Big Day Kuna. If that's the case, the Kayan would have been over there, it's a Shatnes. If that's the case, why was the Moir Alach Lefnei Rabbi? He did a Lefrush and a Yisur, it's a festival. We did maybe 10 raid bites on this throughout say the kasha. It's a festive kasha. But either way, it comes from this Gemara. Erevin daf samach gimel amud alef. This often happens. We mentioned these daf so many times that when it comes time to learn the daf, we've already spoken about it. But either way, suck the Gemara on my Rava. Rava said, Befun of Aser, Vichayev Misa. If someone's Moir Halacha Befnei Rabbi Befun of, obviously it's us. He's also Chayiv Misa. Shalei Befun of. If someone's Moir Halacha Befnei Rabbi, or Shalei Befnei Rabbi, Aser, the ain chayev misa. Faith gemara, shalei b'fanav noy. Is that true? Shalei b'fanav. There's no chayev misa. For time we learn to the brayis. Let's amil lemesu b'nei aharin. Atchohiru halacha b'fnei Moshe Rabban. This is maybe the second most famous Moir halacha b'fnei Rabbi, and that is the b'nei aharin Nadav and Aviu who died vayomusu b'fnei Hashem b'shchodesh Nisan yoyim akomas hamishkan. Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol said that why were they chayev misa? Because they were Moir halacha b'fnei Rabbi. My darish, what was that drasha? It says in the Torah, v'nosnu b'nei aharin hakoyin eshalam. They said like this, fire came down from Shemayim. The Gemara says in Zvachim Samachal, that fire remained on the Mizbeach for generations. But fire came down b'derech nes. But they said, still mitzvah l'havi menahedit, still you're supposed to bring menahedit. And that's why they were chayiv misa. Why were Nadav and Avihu chayiv misa? They were chayiv misa because they were moir halacha b'fnei rabbi. Now, it was shaloi b'fnei rabban, but at the same time, it was ba'asrei. And still, you see, not only was it aser, but they were even chayiv misa. Another story, it was a Talmud of Rabbi Eliezer, achayiv halacha b'fanav, omer Rabbi Eliezer l'ima shal ishtoi. So Rabbi Eliezer told his wife, ima shal, become a little sister, tamei aniim yoytzi zeh shnasoi. It would be a chiddush to me if this Talmud is going to live out the year. V'loi hoytzi shnasoi. And he taka didn't live out the year. Omer loy. So ima shal told Rabbi Eliezer, navi ata? Are you a navi? Omer loy, he said, loy navi. Right, Rabbi Eliezer was involved in Torah min Hashemayim. Rabbi Eliezer was the Tana that Rabbi Yeshua told him, Leibet Shemayim. So Ima Shaul said, are you a Navi? I mean, is this like Torah b'Hashemayim? So he said, no. Elokach mikublani, I have a Messiah. Kol ha-moira halacha b'fnei rabbi chayev misa. So again, you see a story where somebody was moira halacha, even shaloi b'fnei rabbi, and still was chayev omer, Rabbi Barachan and Rabbi Yechon, oysa Talmud Yehuda ben Gurya Shemayim. This Talmud's name was Yehuda ben Gurya. Vayurachik mimenu shaloish parsois. And it was three parsois away, so it's mefurish that it was shaloi b'fanav. So again, what's the kasha? Discussing Moira Loch Bifnei Rabbi. Rava laid out the guidelines. Befanav Aser, Shaloi Befanav Aser. But there's a distinction. Befanav Aser, V'chayiv Misa. Shaloi Befanav Aser, V'ein Chayiv Misa. And we have two Mekoiroi seemingly that even Shaloi Befanav does a Chayiv Misa. Number one, Nadav and Aviu, Rabbi Eliezer said, V'chayiv Misa. Why? Because they were Moira Loch Bifnei Rabbi. And number two, a Maisa Shahaya, Kachaya, with Rabbi Eliezer and his wife, Ima Shalom, with a Talmud who was Moira Halacha. And this story happened three parsois away. That's Rabbi Yochanan's version of the story. Talmud Yudim and Gurish, we know who he was, we know who his father was, and it was three parsois away, and he didn't live out his year. So you see, there's a chiyuv misa even at Shaloi Befanav, and for the Gemara, as it relates to the story to Rabbi Eliezer, Befanav Hava. No, it really happened Befanav, right? The Gemara, V'arachik mimenu shalish parsois. How can you say it was Befanav? It says it was three parsois away. So the Gemara says, L'tamech, according to you, is Shmoy V'Shem Aviv Lama. Why does it say Shmoy V'Shem Aviv? Like, why did it mention it? Elosh, L'tamech, Mashalai. We're trying to give you into something. You want a story to have credibility, add some, you know, information. The minutia gives credibility to the story. So Rabbi Yochanan was saying over the details of the story to show that this was a real story. Not just that, I know who he was, I even know who his father was, and that's the idea of Gimel Parsois. Not Gimel Parsois, that's how far away the Talmud was when he was Mara Lach Bifnei Rabbi, but Gimel Parsois, that's where he lived. Meaning the Gemara knew that maybe Gimel Parsois didn't mean that's where it happened. It says, V'hoyer rochek menu shalosh parsois. What does it mean, shalosh parsois? That's where he was Mara Lach Bifnei Rabbi, or maybe that's just where he lived. So the Gemara assumed, who cares where he lived, right? After the Gemara, no. From the same perspective, why do we care what his name was or what his father's name was? Elamai, Shloi Taimer Moshalaya. So that's for that reason we said Gimel Parsois, but really it'll happen Befanav, and it's only Befanav that there's going to be a Chiyev Misa. Incidentally, this whole idea that Nadav and Aviu, that the reason that they died in this miraculous way was because they were Moira Lach Bifnei Rabbim. We know Chazal in so many different. This is one of the greatest mevuchas of all time. Misas Nadav and Aviu. If you look in the pasuk says that why did Nadav and Aviu die? Because Bakrivam Eish Zara, they brought an Eish Zara, something that they weren't supposed to bring. It's a pasuk in the Torah. I mean, based on the fact that it's a pasuk in the Torah, it shouldn't even be negotiable. Rashi Chumash says they were Shtu Yayin. When they went into the Beis HaMikdash to do the Avodah, they were intoxicated. That's why right after Misas Nadav and Aviu, what's the next parish in the Torah? You have the parish of Yayin the It's because that was that very they did. They were shtuya yayin. You have the Gemara Yavama Samach Talad Manalf that we mentioned recently. Ubanim lehayolahem. It's because they weren't Isaac in the mitzvah period of Yerivya. Had they been Isaac in the mitzvah period of Yerivya, nothing would have happened. Rashi says in Parashat Shmini, right after Mises Nadav Aviu, so Hashem tells Aharon, go tell Elazavi Yisamar, Bonav Hanesar. Why were they the Hanesar? They were like the survivors, right? Nuch the Krieg, after the Holocaust, they were survivors. Why were they survivors? Because they were at risk, but they survived. Sounds like Elazavi and Yisamar were at risk. So says Rashi, yeah, because really they were supposed to have died by the Chet HaEgel. This was a moifus that they remained alive, the head of Yeshua. They were like Holocaust survivors, and they just chose to take Nadav and Aviu, not Elazar v'Isamar. So why is it that they have the Gemara Sanhedrin and Beis Hamad Aleph, where Nadav and Aviu used to say, Masa Yamusu Shnei Zekeinim Halalu, and we're going to finally be the leaders. So you have all these different pshatim in terms of why is it that Nadav and Aviu, again, it's a very, very big mavucha. And the truth is, if you look in Svarim HaKadoshim, it's even more confusing, because the Svarim HaKadoshim, they talk about Misas Nadav Aviu as if it was Misas Neshika, the Chasam Sofer. These were mamish the highest madrigas ever. But regardless, either way, this is a very important gemara in the sugi of Misas Nadav Avihu. Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol Shita was, is that the reason Nadav and Avihu were chayiv Misa is because they were moira halacha bifnei rabbim. Amar Rab Chiya bar Rabba, Amar Rab Yoichel. Moira halacha bifnei rabbi, like he should not. Someone's moira halacha bifnei rabbi, he deserves to be bitten by a snake. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Vayan Elihu ben Barachel Habuzi, Vayoymer, and he said, Tzorani liyomim, v'atem yeshishim. You're much older than me. Alkein zochalti. Says, I'm afraid to express my opinion. I don't want to be Moira Halacha Bifnei Rabbi. What was his lashon? He said, Alkein zochalti. You find this word somewhere else. V'ksiv says the Gemara, Mizei Rav ulechume resha v'ketem miri v'shem v'hemes hashaluch bam im chamas zoichale yofer. Chamas zoichale yofer. Zoichale yofer are snakes. They eat offer. Either way, you see snake in the same context of a Moira Halacha Bifnei Rabbi. That's what you learn from there. Not only zichayim miso, but roi lakishoi Nachash is the iri Amar Rab Chanina Nikra Chayt. If someone's married like Bifnei Rabbi, he's called a Chayt. Shenemar Belibi Tzafanti Imra Secha Leman Loi Echete Loch. That if, he said, I kept your words inside of me, meaning I didn't want to be Moir Alach Bifnei Rabbi Leman Loi Echete Loch. Rav Amnuna Rok Ksiv. It says Belibi Tzafanti Imra Secha. Ksiv. There's another pasuk that says just the opposite. Bisarti Tzedek Bekol Rav Hinei Svasai Loi Echlo Hashem Yodata. I can't control myself. And these. The steer is because this both psukim that David HaMelech are saying, "Belibi tzafanti imrasech l'man liyechdalach." This is in the base of Tehillim, Kapitel Yutes, at Kuf Yutes, and the other part is also in Tehillim. So here David HaMelech says, "Belibi tzafanti imrasech." I didn't want to share the Torah. Then he said, "Fakert." He said, "Bisarti tzedek bekol rav." I was mamish saying everything bekol rav. So which one was it? So the Gemara says, "Like Kasha, kam bezman she'ira yiri kayim, but kam bezman she'ina yira yiri kayim." David HaMelech had a Rebbe ira hayiri, and as long as ira hayiri was alive, so he was hesitant to, and then he was belibi tzafanti imrasech l'man liyech. And then Fakir, when Iri wasn't alive anymore, it was Bisarti Tzedek B'Kahol Rav. So sometimes a person has to know to be in a matzav of Belibi Tzafanti Im Rasecha of Leman Lo Yechet Alach. And sometimes it's just the opposite. It's Bisarti Tzedek B'Kahol Rav. Amar Reb Abba Bar Zavdekol. This is a digression from our digression. If somebody gives all his matanos, all his matanos, he gives it to one coin, maybe Rav La'olam, he brings a hunger to the world. Shenema Ira Iri Hoyu Koin LeDavid. Frank Timur LeDavid, who to have a coin, Kulam Lehaya. He was everybody's coin. Why was he only David HaMelech's coin, Elohim, Shagulim, Mat Noisav, because no, David HaMelech, he had a very unique relationship with David HaMelech, because David HaMelech gave him all his matnas kahuna. Fixiv Basre, Vayihi Rav, Bimei David, the juxtaposition, the Hemshach, shows that that's something that can cause hunger. Rebelazo, Oimim, Maridin, Oisim, Migdu, Lossai. If somebody is Meir Alach Bifnei Rabbi, he not only is he called a Chaytes Chayev Misa Roy Lakishoy Nachash, but he's Meiridin Oisim Megdulasi. He loses his greatness. Shenemar, the pasuk says Vayomer Lozer Akoyin El Anchei Atzov Abom Namuchama Zoyz Chukas Atoyra Achativ Hashem Es Moish. This is after the war with Midian. So Lozer Akoyin starts telling the Yidden all the halachos. Now he was Meir Alach Bifnei Rabbi because his Rebbe was Moish Rabbeinu, and the Gemara says like this: that Avagav Damod Lachi Abed Tziva Vayisik Lo Tziva. Even though he said clear, he was Oymed Avad B'Shem Amrei. He said, "What I'm telling you now, I don't know this firsthand. I don't know all it is from Moish Rabbeinu. We learned the Gemara together. Nun Gimel Amid Beis, where the Gemara goes through the whole Seida Advarim of Nandalud Amid Beis of how Moish taught the Torah to Aharon, then Aharon Sodom, then the Skenim." So he said, "I don't know this firsthand. Everything I know is directly from Moish, but I feel Hachi Anish." Still, he was punished. What was the punishment? When Moshe Rabbeinu appoints Yeshua ben Nun as the next leader in Parshas Pinchas, so one of the things he said was is that Elazar HaKoyin is going to help you. Ulufnei Elazar HaKoyin Yamoid, says the Gemara, fascinating. You don't find anywhere that Yeshua ben Nun had to come on to Elazar HaKoyin God. So what's the pshat? Moshe Rabbeinu told us like a nevuas Moshe. He said that you're going to see Elazar is going to help you. And v'loy ashkechon, we don't know, we have no such source of any pasuk or chazal that Yeshua ben Nun had to come on to Elazar HaKohen Gadol. What happened? Why not? The teretz is because Elazar HaKohen Gadol was Moira Halacha Bifnei Rabbi, and Kol Moira Halacha Bifnei Rabbi Moiridin Oisoi Migdu Losoi Amar Rab Levi called the Moisef Mila Kami Rab. Somebody talks in the presence of his Rebbe, Ozol L'Sha'ol B'Vloi Vlad. He's going to end up going L'Sha'ol, Rashi says, L'Misa, without any children. Shenema, the pasuk says, Vanyan Yeshua ben Nun Mishores Moisha Mibchurov Vayomer Adoni Moisha Kloy. The cantox is Eldad
Umeidod misnavim b'machane. Elder Umeidod, they were saying nevuah in the machane. And Yeshua Benu was very disappointed about what they were saying. They were saying that Moshe Rabbeinu was going to die, and they didn't like it. So Yeshua Benun goes running to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he says, Adoni Moshe Kloim. He was being Moshe for the covenant of his Rebbe. He said, Kloim. He said, lock them up. Deal with them. Viksiv, and it says right afterwards, well, not right afterwards, but the Pasuk says in Divri Hayomim Aleph, Perek Zayin, Noin Benoy Yehoshua Benoy. The context over there is the Yichus, it's the lineage of Yeshua Benun. So it says, Yeshua Benun, Zayda had a son, Nun, and he had a son, Yeshua. And it doesn't say anything about any children afterwards. Do you know what you see from here? It says the Gemara that Yeshua Benun ended up being Ozel L'Sha'ol B'loi Vlad. And the reason Chazal say was because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's medaktik with tzadikim kuchot ha'asayra. And Vayan Yeshua Benu Mesharis Moshe B'Bchur Vayoyim Radoini Moshe Kloim. He was Moira Alocha B'fnei Rabbi, and because of that he was Ozel L'Sha'ol B'loi Vlad. Now the truth is the Gemara says in Masechtas Megillah that Yeshua Benun did have Darius. He didn't have any sons. So B'loi Vlad, even though the Pasha reading of the Gemara sounds like he didn't have any children, but really what it means is he didn't have any Bonim. Bonnois he had, he didn't have Bonim. Either way, so we're in the context of digressing from our digression. We're talking about Meir Alach B'fnei Rabbi and all the Oinshin that come from someone that doesn't have the right covet for his Rebbe, his right covet for Mesoira, for Shalavitcha, V'yageitcha, Zkeinecha, V'yoymrulach. And the last thing we said was is that Yeshua Ben Nun was a Meir Alach B'fnei Rabbi. I mean, it's amazing. We mentioned Shmuel was Meir Alach B'fnei Rabbi. Shmuel, who was Shakul Kamayosh Anahar. Nadav and Avihu, the two great tzaddikim, they were Meir Alach B'fnei Rabbi. Elazar Kohen Gadol was a Meir Alach B'fnei Rabbi. Yeshua Ben Nun was a Meir Alach B'fnei Rabbi. And for each one, very, very harba ancient. But either way, so we mentioned that Yeshua Ben Nun was punished. What was the punishment? The Pasuk in Divrei Hayomim Aleph, Noin Benoy Yehoshua Benoy, that Yeshua Ben Nun himself didn't have any sons. Why was it? Because it was Meir Alach B'fnei Rabbi. Zochti Gemaru, Pligid Rab Abba Bar Papa. This is not like something Rab Abba Bar Papa said. The Omer Rab Abba Bar Papa. Loi Nenesh Yeshua Al-Bishvul Shabitah Yisrael Lai Lach Zepir Virivyo. The reason Yeshua Ben Nun was punished is not because he was Meir Alach B'fnei Rabbi, but it's because he was Mevatel Kla Yisrael from the Mitzvah period of Erivia for one night. Shenemar, and this next Gemara is a classic. It's tucked away in Erev and Samach Gimel Amid Beis. It's better known because it's also mentioned in Masechtas Megillah, Dav Gimel Amid Aleph. The Pasuk says, Vayihi biyois Yeshua birichoy, Vayisa eina vayar. He lifts up his eyes and he sees, Vihine ish oimid lenegdoi, Vicharbe shlufa biyadoi. So Yeshua Ben Nun, the context is, they just entered Eretz Yisrael, they're fighting against Ai, they're fighting against Yericho, and Yeshua Ben Nun, it's late at night, he looks up, and he sees a man, the Charba Yishlufa B'yadai, Vayelach Yeshua went to Vayemel, and he told him, Halonu Atem Litzarenu, are you with us, or are you against us? Vayoyim, he told him, Loi, none of the above. Kani Sar Tzva Hashem, I'm a general, at the bossy, I came now. Vayipal Yeshua Ponov, Yeshua Ben Nun, lie down, Vayishtachu, and he bowed down to him, Vayoyim, and he told him, Mo Adoini Medaber Alavde, what do you have to tell me? Obviously you have a message, and what would you like to tell me? Oma Loi. So this is the message. Emesh bitaltim Talmud Shabbin Arbayim. He said, yesterday you were mevatel Talmud Shabbin Arbayim. Va'achshav bitaltim Talmud Torah. And now you are mevatel Talmud Torah. Meaning you're fighting at times that you don't really have to be fighting. He said, you're fighting at night. You don't have to fight wars at night. At night, let the Olam Haravim learning. And yesterday you were even mevatel Talmud Shabbin Arbayim because of the war that you're fighting. He says, that's why I came. I came to give you a Musa Shmuz. So he told him, Aleza Man Basa. He said, which one are you coming for? You're coming because we were mevatel the Talmud? Or are you coming because of the fact that we were mevatel Talmud Torah? Amaloisa, he told him, Atabasi, come itster. He said, I'm coming now. What do you mean I'm coming now? I came now after you were mevatel Torah. Miyad, Vayoloch, Vayelech, or the Gemara's Girsa in Masechtas Megillah is Vayolon, but Vayelech Yeshua Balayla, who betoicha emek, the Omar Rab Yoichana Melamed Shahalach, or Melamed Shalon, the Umka Shal Halacha. So Yeshua Ben Nun said, I'm going to correct this. And what he did was he was one, but Umka Shal Halacha. He didn't just learn Torah, but he learned Torah Be'iyu, and he harvin in learning. The Gemiri, now we have a Mesoira, the Chosman Shar and Beshchina Shurin Shalabim Koyman, as Rabbi Tashmamita. Whenever the Shechina and the Aroin was Shalabim Koyman, there was an Issa Tashmamita. So if Yeshua Ben Nun was out at night fighting when he really didn't have to be fighting, so they were mevatel Torah. Yeah, they were mevatel Talmud Shabbin Arbay. But what else came out as a result of that? They were mevatel Piri Verivyo. Because if they were fighting, that means the Orin was on the run. If the Orin is not Bim Kaimon, that means it's an Isser of Piri Verivyo. If there's an Isser of Piri Verivyo, say it was just mevatel Tashmish Amito. So you see from here that Yeshua Ben Nun was mevatel Klal Yisrael Pirya Verivya, Laila Achas, and Rabbi Abba Bar Papa said that that's the real reason that Yeshua Ben Nun was punished. Either way, the reason that the Gemara just gave, that Yeshua Ben Nun was punished, that Noin Benoi, Yeshua Benoi, is because he was Meir Alach B'fnei Rabbi, is Pliga the Rabbi Abba Bar Papa, the Amr Rabbi Abba Bar Papa, that's not the reason. But rather, Lo Nenash, Yehoshua, Ela Beshvil Shebitel, Es Yisrael, Laila Achas, Mi Pirya Verivya, Zok the Gemara. So we just mentioned this, Maisa Shahoya Kachoya, that's mentioned in Yeshua Perakei, where Yeshua ben Nun looks up and he sees the Malach. Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Unya Mishmeidera. Godol Talmud Torah Yois Makrova Smidim. Talmud Torah is more chashev than bringing the carbon Talmud. The Amalei, because what did the Malach tell Yeshua ben Nun? Atabasi, I came now. I didn't come because you were Mevato the carbon Talmud. I came because of Bittul Torah. So you see from here that Talmud Torah is more chashev than Akrova Satmidim. Amar Rab Bruno Amar Rab. Kol Yashem Bekilo Shishvish Shum Bav. Somebody sleeps in the same room that a husband and a wife sleep in. All of Akasav Omer. It's regarding him. The Pasuk says, Neshe Ami Tigorshum Mi Beis Tanugel. Pasuk in Micha, that you threw the women out of Beis Tanugeha, meaning you're causing that there's not going to be Shaykh that be Tashmish, which is bitol piriv rivia, and you see it's very chomer. Even Laila Acha is a bitol piriv rivia. Amr Rabbi Yosef, Philip Ishtay Nida. This is true even if the woman is a Nida, where there's an Issa Tashmish anyways. Rava Amar, Rava said just the opposite. Ishtay Nida, Tavi Ola Bracha, you're a Shomer, Adarab. It's a good thing because there's an Issa Tashmish with a Nida. So if you're going to be in the room now, you're going to cause that there should be no Tashmish with a Nida. That's a good thing. Rasa Veloy, Dadu Idaman Natre, until now, who was watching them? Elamai, you don't need a Shomer. They don't need a Shomer. If they don't need a Shomer, they don't need a Shomer. So there's no reason that it should be Tavoy Olav Bracha X. So a few ha'aris, a little bit of raid, a few ha'aris as it relates to today's daf. Shorter ha'aris. The first ha'ar is going back to the very, very beginning of the daf. So the primary topic of the daf was the Isser Moira Halacha Bifnei Rabbi. A person's not allowed to be Moira Halacha Bifnei Rabbi, and what emerges from Erevin Daf Samech Gimel, that it's very, very chomer if somebody is Moira Halacha Bifnei Rabbi. And the Gemara wanted to know, is there an Issa to be Moira Halacha Bifnei Rabbi where when the answer is mefurish, when it's obvious? The Abaya asked Rav Yosef, if somebody would paskin like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov in the Mishnah of Erevin Daf Samech Alav Amibes, would he be considered a Moira Halacha Bifnei Rabbi? Why would you think not? Because Shmuel said that Halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, and we know in general that Mishnah's Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is Kav Vinoki. Rav Yaakov bar Abba asked Abaya a similar question. If somebody would ask someone a question, and the answer to the question is Mefurish and Megillus Tainus, would there be a problem to be Moira Halacha Bifnei Rabbi, or would there not be a problem to be Moira Halacha Bifnei Rabbi? And Rav Yosef answered Abaya, and Abaya told the same answer to Rav Yaakov Arabo, that there would be a problem with Moira Halacha Bifnei Rabbi. And there's precedence for that. There's precedence with two great Amoraim, the Amora Rav Huna and the Amora Rav Chisda. Because Rav Chisda, all the years of Rav Huna, they would ask him a question. They would say, Beya Bekutach, an egg and Kutach, could you eat it or could you not eat it? So, I mean, of course you could eat it. But he didn't want to answer it. Why? Because he felt he would be a Moira Halacha Bifnei Rabbi. So you see, there's an Indian of being Moira Halacha Bifnei Rabbi. So two Aras on this Gemara. Number one, the Gemara said, "Amalei Rav Yaakov Rabbi Labai to goin Megillas Tainus." The Ksiva Umancha Maulei Ruye Baasri Derav. Somebody asked somebody a shayla that with the answer to the question is Mefurish Megillas Tainus. Is there a problem with Moira Halacha Bifnei Rabbi, or there's no problem with Moira Halacha Bifnei Rabbi? So up to Heliger Rashi. It's good to see it inside. It's the second to last Rashi on the Yomid. Goin Megillas Tainus the Ksiva Umancha. Elu yomim asurim lisanos. That Megillas Tainus has in it a list of days that it's also to fast. They're miniature yomim toifin, and as a result, is an isra tainus. Zok Rashi lahochi nokam Megillas Tainus. The reason that the Gemara mentioned Megillas Tainus, that was the question the Rav Yaakov asked Abaya. Hishalei hoysed var halacha ksuva biyameim. Because there was no Dvar Halacha that was written in their days, afilu oisachas, not even one word, chutz mi Megillas Tainus, with the exception of Megillas Tainus. Ulahachi karlo Megillas. For that reason, it was called Megillah. But says Rashi, you want to know why the question was posed regarding Megillas Tainus? Because that was the only thing that was written. Had there been a Shulchan Aruch in those days, so the question would have been a little bit different. It would have been Amalei Rav Yaakov Rabbi Labaya kagoyim, something that's mufurish in the Bis Yosef, or in the Darkei Moshe, or in the Shachar, in the Taz, or if it's mufurish, maybe in a Tshuvas Noyde Yehuda, in a Tshuvas Chasam Sofer. Or if it's a toisfis, right, what's the halacha over there? Why did he say Megillas Tainus? So Rashi says, the lahochi naka Megillas Tainus, shalai hoisid var halacha ksuva bi yemein, afilu oisachas, chutz mi Megillas Tainus. When we learn Mesech de Shabbos, we mentioned that the Maritz Chiyus, Rav Tzvi Hershchayas, wrote a sefer called Mevoi HaTalmud. And in Perek 33, Shloisha v'shloishim, in his Sefer Mevaya Talmud, Rav Tzvi Hirsch Chayes has a thesis and says that he thinks that everybody has it wrong. It's Margula Bapumi de Inchi that who wrote the Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda Anasi is the one that wrote the Mishnah. And says, Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch Chayes, I think it's a mistake. I don't think Rabbi Yehuda Anasi wrote the Mishnah. He says, because Rabbi Yehuda Anasi wrote the Mishnah. He says, then I have a kasha. I have a kasha from a Rashi. And it's not the same. And that's Samach Beis Amid Beis. Rashi says that Rabbi Yaakov Araba asked Abayo. He said, Kigoy Megillas Tainis, the Ksiba Manchumau Loi Ruye. And so Rashi, why did we pick Megillas Tainis? Loi Hoysed Varaloch, Ksuvi Biyamein, Afil Loi Zachas, Chutzmi Megillas Tainis. Because this was the only thing that was written. What do you mean this is the only thing that was written? These are the Amirayim talking. If these are the Amirayim talking, then he had all the Mishnayos written. The Amiram lived generations after Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. So you had the Mishnah. What do you mean? This, the only thing that was written was the Megillas Tainis. What happened to the Mishnah? So says Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch Chayes, is a raya to my thesis. By the way, this thesis of Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch Chayes, he mentions in a bunch of places in Shas, in his short comments on the Gemara. And he says it's a mafurish raya that the Mishnah wasn't written. One of his rayas, by the way, is from the Mishnah that is the name of the last parak that we learned. Ketzad ma'abrin es ha'arin. And the Gemara says, Rav Shmuel, chad tani ma'abrin mit an ayin, the chad tani ma'abrin with an aleph. Says Rav Tzvi Hirsch Chayes, ayin, aleph, I don't open up a Mishnah. Does it say with an ayin, or does it say with an aleph? I mean, you could see if it's an ayin or an aleph. It says, oh, probably it wasn't written. If it was written, it was just pronounced in the pronunciation, even though ayin and aleph is a little bit different, but it's so doctristic that people don't really know the difference. And that's why they didn't know is if it's ma'abrin with an ayin, ma'abrin with an aleph. But had it been written, you could have opened up a Mishnah, you would have seen the difference between an ayin and an aleph. But either way, this is Rav Tzvi Hirsch Chayes' thesis. Now he says the reason it's a chiddush is because the Rambam in his famous Akdama, the Pirush HaMishnayos, says not that way. And this is how he concludes. He says, "Imkein divrei Rambam zal ba'akdamasi lePirush HaMishnah shehichle ki Rabbeinu Hakadosh kosev HaMishnayos al sefer temuim umufrochim mikolelu amekoymos." He has other rayas. Asher hevi harav richagiz v'asher isafti ani atzor gamkein. And he asks Tzorchi on the Ram. So again, Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch Chayes has other rayas, but this is main raya. His main raya is it's a mefurish Rashi. Erevin daf samach beis amid beis. Rabbi Avram Biderman of Art Scroll fame told me a beautiful ha'ara. I think it's Emes to be miyashiv the tmiya gedoyla that Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch Chayes asks on the Rambam, and that is what's Rashi's lashon. If you medayik l'shoyne yazov shal Rashi, lahachi nakat megillas tainis shaloi hoysa dvar halacha ksuva biyemein. Rashi doesn't say there was nothing written in those days. You know what Rashi says? There was no Shulchan Aruch. There was no Dvar Halacha. What do you mean? There was a Mishnah, right? The Gemara says, in the Sech Tesoyte, Davchav Bezom and Aleph, Tano, HaTanoim Mevalei Ha'olam. The Tanoim, they destroy the world. The Gemara, Mevalei Ha'olam, Tanoim, Amayroim, Goinim, Rav Tano, Upolik, the Mevalei Ha'olam, what does that mean? Amar Rabino, Shemayrin Halacha Mitoich Mishnasam. We mean Tanoim, that Paskin from a Mishnah, Tanya Nami Yochi, Amar Rabbi Yeshua, V'chi Mevalei Ha'olam, Mayim, Valei Miyashvei Ha'olam, Shenem Ha'alichas Ha'olam, Loi, Atik Ha'alichas Ala Halachas. What do you mean? Elo, Shemayrin Halacha Mitoich. You're not allowed to paskin a shayla from a mishnah. You can have shishi sidri mishnah. It could be shkura b'fiv. You can have it in front of you. You're not allowed to paskin a shayla from it. Said Rav Avram Biderman. You want to know why Rav Yaakov Araba asked Abaye from Megillas Tainis? Why didn't he ask him from the mishnah? Zok Rav Tzvi Hirsch Chayes, must be the mishnah wasn't written. And he said, if that's the case, the Rambam's t'muim u'mufrochim v'tzorachim. I mean, it's the Rambam. How can you say it's the Rambam? The Rambam said it. Tzorichin, the teretz is because this was a halacha shaylo. We're talking about being moira halacha b'fnei rabbi. The fact that the Mishnah is written doesn't help you. What are you going to open up a Mishnah and say shnai meichsim betal zayim ranim etzasiyah v'zayim ranim etzasiyah yachloiku? Really, the Gemara, the Tosfos, the Rei, the Rabbi, everything. You can't just paskin a shaylo from a Mishnah. Megillas Tainis. If you look at a Megillas Tainis, it's halacha is psukos. That's what it is. You fast. You did no aspedim. No, it's mefurish halachos. It's like a kitzur shulchan aruch. It's halacha. It's dates on calendars, and it tells you things you're not allowed to do. It's very straightforward. That's halacha. Oh, that's halacha. That's why that was a shayla. Shaloi hoysed var halacha ksuva. It doesn't say there was nothing written. It says shaloi hoysed var halacha ksuva. That's the first aura. The second aura is the Gemara mentioned this twice. Abaye told this to Rabbi Yisrael to Abaye, and then Abaye repeated what his Rebbe told him to Rabbi Yaakov Araba. Kuli shni de Rav Chizda bo mine. Is it okay or is it not okay? But he refused to answer. Rav Chisda was a Talmud of Rav Huna. And people were asking Rav Chisda a question. They wanted to know, can I eat a bake? Can I eat an egg together with kutach? Or can I not eat it? He said, I'm not answering. And the reason I'm not answering is because I have a Rebbe, Rav Huna. And because I have a Rebbe, Rav Huna, I don't want to be Meir Halacha B'fnei Rabbi. And this is the raya that there's in this to be Meir Halacha B'fnei Rabbi. Even for something that's so simple, it's so obvious, it's so frivolous, not even Megillas Tainus, not a Mishnah, it's something that's so basic, it doesn't matter. There's still a halacha of Meir Halacha B'fnei Rabbi. So I once thought that, you know, at first glance, this Gemara is very, very awesome. They were provoking Rav Chisda. It sounds like this is something that they used to ask him this. Not one person came and asked him this question. It sounds like this was like a recurring story. This is a story that used to happen. Why would they be wasting Rav Chisda's time and asking him such a question? There has to be a little bit more to the story. So what came to mind is a Gemara Masechtas Bava Metzia, Daf Lamed Gimel Amid Aleph. The Gemara says, "Kabay mini Rav Chisda mi Rav Huna." Rav Chisda wants to ask Rav Huna a question. Talmud v'tzarech l'rabbi. The context over there is if somebody finds the aveda of his rebbe and the aveda of his father. So whose aveda are you supposed to return? Your father brings you toilam hazeh, your rebbe toilam hazeh. That's the context. So Rav Chisda asks Rav Huna a question. What if someone has there's a Talmud who has a rebbe, but the rebbe needs his Talmud. The Rebbe needs his Talmud. So what's the halacha as it relates to these halachas of Aveda? So Rav Huna heard what Rav Chisda said. Rav Huna thought that Rav Chisda was suggesting something. He thought Rav Chisda is the Talmud, Rav Huna is the Rebbe. And he was saying in a very subtle way that Rav Huna, you need me. You need me. I'm Rav Chisda, not Rav Huna, I'm Rav Chisda. You need me. So he told him, I'm Alei Chisda Chisda. Loi tzarich nalach. I don't need you. Atzriches li. You need me. This is the exchange. Sokta Gemara. Adar Boim Shnin Ikpedi Ahadadi. They had Ekped between each other for 40 years. Veloi Aili Legabe Hadadi. And they refused to go one to the other. Yosef Rav Chisda Arbon Tanesa. Rav Chisda fasted 40 Tanesa Mishum Decholish Daitid Rav Huna. Because he calls Rav Huna Chalish Zadas. I mean, Rav Huna thought that this is what he meant. And Yosef Rav Huna Arbon Tanesa. And Rav Huna fasted 40 Tanesa from the Chosher Rav Chisda. Because of the fact that he was Chosher Rav Chisda. It sounds like from this Gemara that Rav Huna and Rav Chisda, even though there was a Talmud Rabbi relationship, but for 40 years Rav Chisda didn't go to Rav Huna. Rav Chisda didn't go to Rav Huna for 40 years, and maybe this is the rest of the story. They wanted to see if Rav Chisda still had covet for Rav Huna. So they would provoke Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda, tell me, can I eat a beya and kutach? And he wouldn't do it. Why? Because of Rav Huna. What do you mean? What shaykh is? Teretz is to show that he still had covet for Rav Huna. That even though 40 years there was this kpeda, but at the same time it doesn't matter, at the same time he still had covet. I saw recently, we learned the Gemara together on Daf Lamed Chesam. This was some of the intense sugyas in the third parak of Masechtas Erevin. And the Gemara says as follows, Kinoch nafshi de Rav Huna, when Rav Huna was nifter, Eil Rav Chisda, lemir me de Rav Adarav. Rav Chisda entered Beis Medrash, and he asked the stira between two and a half lochis that Rav had said. So Rav Chisda asked the stira in Beis Medrash. When did he ask it? Kinoch nafshi de Rav Huna. The Maratzchius in his Agoyes on that Gemara. Rav Tzvi Ershchayes, and I saw Rabbi Lazar Landau, the Neid B'Yehuda Zeinikol, in his Agoyes, in the back of the Vilna Shas, they were both mechavet to the same thing. Mishum damrinam bava metziya daflamet gimel. Da'adar bam shana ikpedu v'lai aigli lahadadi. And it's because of that, he never came in as long as Rav Huna. He didn't walk into the same Beis Medrash as Rav Huna. So kinach nafshe de Rav Huna. So Rav Chisda came in and he asked the stira between two halachas that Rav said, this is mamish the rest. Again, another example where if you're holding cheshbon with the ishiyut and the different stories from throughout Shas, so it brings richness to the stories. But yeah, Rav Huna was nifter, Rav Chisda came in, vayter. What was the question? Tachlis, right? No, but there's something, this is also Torah. And the bottom line is that it was after Rav Huna was nifter, that Rav Chisda came in to ask the question, what's the rest of the story? Bava Metzia, Daf Lamed Gimel, Amen Aleph. But as mentioned, I recently got a hold of all the Sfarim of Rav Ruvein Margolis. And I found that Rav Ruvein Margolis, in his Sefer, Mechkarim Bedarkei HaTalmud, so Essay Gimel is called Rav Huna and Rav Chisda. And in Essay Gimel, Rav Huna, Rav Chisda, he brings the pshat that we just said, the pshat in our Gemara, Baruch Shekivanti, Erev and Samach Gimel Amid Beis, connecting it to Bava Metzia, Daf Lamed Gimel Amid Aleph, and he brings the Maratzchius in the Gemara, Daf Lamed Ches Amid Beis, and he says he thinks it's all one big mistake. He says, he says it's appellative. He says, just think about the Gemara for one second. So Rav Huna asks, Rav Chisda asks Rav Huna a question. Rav Huna was a little insulted maybe. I mean, we're talking about Rav Huna, right? And because for 40 years there was a kpeda? He says, imagine if you would do that with your friend, it would be achzorius. Who does that? Shalom, machloikis. Rav Huna and Rav Chisda, for 40 years they held a grudge over Azashayla.
How could it be? He said, not just that, Rav Chisda fasted and Rav Huna fasted. Right? Everyone was fasting. So it sounds like they were very sensitive to what went on over here. 40 years, Ikpidu, he said, Tapela. So he says like this. He said, if you take a look in Rabbeinu Chananel, on the side of the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Lamed Gimel, so Rabbeinu Chananel says as follows, Ikpidi lahadadi. Listen to his Lashon. Ikpidi lahadadi, the loy oil gabe hadadi. Earlier, and sarich lekabel mimeni ad melois lecha lefanai mem shana. The way Rabbeinu Chananel is going to the Gemara is not that for 40 years Rav Huna and Rav Chisda didn't see each other, but rather what Rav Huna told Rav Chisda was, "Is you need me for up to 40 years." Again, let's read the Gemara. Kabay mini Rav Chisda and Rav Huna. Talmud v'tzarich le the Rabbi Mai amalei Chisda Chisda loitzarich nalach ad srichali. That's how everybody reads the Gemara. It says, I don't need you, you need me. Period. 40 years they didn't see each other. So, Rabbeinu Chananel, no, you put the comma in the wrong place. The way you're supposed to read the comma is, Amalei, chizda, chizda, loy tzarich nalach, at tzrichas li, ad arba im shnin. You need me for up to 40 years. What does that mean? It's a Gemara in Saita. The Gemara says, Ein adam oymed al soif taita shal rabbi up until 40 years. He meant to say that until you turn 40, or maybe you need 40 years by me. And then the Gemara says afterwards, Ikpidi adadi v'layayli, the gabi adadi. There was some ikpid and they didn't go. How long? Not 40 years. Arbam shnin is not the amount of time that there was a kpeda. How could there have been a kpeda for 40 years? 40 Yom Kippurs passed and they didn't ask each other mechila? It doesn't make any sense. There was a shtickle of kpeda. The Gemara says, you're right. And he fasted 40 tanesim. And he fasted 40 tanesim. And it was machalach, machalach, machalach. And there was no shayla that they went on with their lives and they were rabbeim and they were talmidim. What was the shayla? The point was, is he told him, at srichas li ad arbam shnin. Not at srichas li kama. Either way, this is the same sefer that we quoted from about the Tufts and the Tishim and the 101 and the Rosh HaTevis. This is his theme in this sefer where he talks about how sometimes a kama and a Rosh HaTevis, it can create Torah and pilpul and rape bites. But the bottom line is, he says, you have to know where to put the kama sometimes. And in this case, he said he thinks the kama is in the wrong place. The end of the daf, the Gemara told the famous story about Yeshua ben Nun. Yeshua ben Nun, they're fighting Ai, they're fighting Yerichai, and the pasuk says, "Vayhi biyos Yeshua be Yerichai," and he looks up, and he sees somebody standing there, and he, the charbay shlufa biyadai. So he gets scared. Vayelach Yeshua elav vayoyim aloi, halonu atav letzareinu. Are you with us? You came to help us in our fight, or are you against us? Vayoyim aloi. And he told him, no. Ki ani sar tzva Hashem. I'm a sar tzva Hashem atabasi. He said, I came now. Vayipol Yeshua upon a varza, vayishtoch vayoymelo ma adoni medaber alavdoi. The Gemara explains that Yeshua ben Nun was fighting, and when he fought, he maybe kafi madre gosse made some mistakes. He was mevatel the yidden from being the Talmud Shabbin Arbaim, and then he was mevatel Talmud Torah, using mevatel the yidden lailachas from Puruvu. And this malach came to give teichacha. He gave to come give teichacha to Yeshua ben Nun. And Yeshua ben Nun asks the malach. He says, so you're coming to give me musaf for two things. Which is the main thing? So he told him, Atabasi. He said, I came now. I came for the fact that you're mevatel Torah. So much so that Chazal said that you see from here that G'dayla Talmud Torah yoyse me'akravas t'midim. Because when the Yidu mevatel the carbon Talmud, the Malach didn't come. When did he come? He came right now. He came when they were mevatel Torah. But the truth is that the Torah of Iksav and the Torah of Alpev, this story seem to be a little disjointed. Because in the Psukim, there's no remez to Bittul Torah. There's no remez to Tamid Shalbein Arbayim. So where do you see in the Pasuk itself that this is the rest of the story? So the truth is, Tosfos and Masechtas Megillah, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, adds a little bit of Pirish into the Pasuk. So Yeshua ben Nun sees the Malach. And what's Yeshua ben Nun's reaction when he sees the Malach? He says, Halonu ata im letzarenu. Literally, are you with us? Or are you against us? So, Tosfos, that you know what Yeshua ben Nun meant when he said, Alonu ata. He said, did you come to give us Musar for the fact that we are Mevatel Torah? Dichsiv Torah tziva lanu Moshe. Lanu is Torah. It says Torah tziva lanu Moshe. Where he says, maybe you're coming to us because we were mevatel the Karbonos. Karbonos are meginim aleinu mitzareinu. It says Tosfos that the Torah Shem Alpeh is merumas in the Torah Shem Iksav. Yeshua ben Nun said, halanu atem letzareinu. Halanu atem, he was referring to Torah tziva lanu maisha. In the Tzareinu, he was referring to karbonish and maginim aleinu mitzareinu. So the question that the Gemara says with Yeshua Benun's question, even though it's not mafurish in the pasuk, it's merubas in the pasuk. Why did the Malach tell Yeshua Benun? He told him atabasi pirish rivan. I'm reading from Tosis Megillah Daf Gimel Lamed Aleph al Talmud Torah basi. Why is Talmud Torah called ata? Why is Talmud Torah called? As I saw in the Pirush Etzi Yosef and the in Yaakov, he says Talmud Torah is called Atta because now is always the time to learn. But when should I learn? Now, Atta. That was always the time. Right, certain mitzvahs you do during certain zmanim. There's Man Gerama, Bayoim, Balayla. Torah is always. Vagisa Bayoim and Balayla. Atta. Torah is Atta. Now is always the right time to learn. Not yesterday, not tomorrow. Torah is always Atta. But the Rivan says a different shot. He says, you know why Torah is called Atta? Dichsiv, because the pasuk says, Va'atta kisvul lechemes hashira azois. It says, Va'atta kisvul lechemes hashira azois. And Va'atta kisvul lechemes hashira azois is Torah. It's Yodua that the Panovich Rav asked. The Panovich Rav asked, he says, I don't understand. Yeshua Benon asked the Malach. He sees this. Malach doesn't know who he is. So he asked him a question. What was the question? He said, Halanu atam l'tzareinu. You came to give me Musar. I'm coming. I'm a Malach. I came to give you Musar. Why? Torah and the Talmud. He said, which one? Halanu? You coming to give me Musar for Torah? Torah tzivilat ha'maisha? Or l'tzareinu? Because we're about to look at Karbanos. What was the answer? Torah. Atabasi. So you see, Torah is more chamed than Karbanos. Why? What does Atta have to do with Torah? V'atta kisvul chamed hashir azayis. So the Panovich Rav said, the why did Malach switch the pasuk? Right? Why did he switch the pasuk? Obviously, the Torah Shabbat works better that way. But if you want to make the Torah Shabbat fit into the Torah Shabbat, why, from the Torah Shabbat perspective, did he switch the pasuk? What was the question? Lanu litzareinu. Lanu's Torah, Torah Tzivilanu. Tzareinu is Karbanos. It's Megan mitzareinu. So what was Torah in the question? What was the word that was used for Torah? Code word for Torah is Lanu. What's Shaykh Lanu have to do with Torah? Torah Tzivilanu, my Rosh, Kilos Yaakov. That's what Torah is. What was the answer? Torah. What word? Not lanu. Va'ata. Was ata have to do with Torah? Va'ata kisvul chemes hashir azayis. If in the question Torah is lanu, then why in the answer is Torah ata? Why did he switch from lanu to ata? So the Panovich Rav said a davar nifla. He said Yeshua ben Nun was leading the Yidden into war. These were scary times. They were dangerous times. People were frightened. They had business to take care of. You have to go conquer Eretz Yisrael. 7 years that they were going to conquer the land. 7 years that they were going to divide the land. He said, to be Teveya Yeshua Benun and Klal Yisrael for not learning Torah at such a time, it's not Pashit. What do you want? They're supposed to be learning Torah. You're supposed to learn Torah. Torah requires Se'usa, the Shmaitzer. You can't just learn, so you have to be in the right frame of mind to be able to learn. So he said, to be Teveya Yeshua Benun, Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe Meirash Akilas Yaakov, in such a time, he said, that would have been cruel and unusual. It would have been unfair. That wasn't the Tfiyah. He said, you know what the Tfiyah was? The Tfiyah was the Atta Kisful Lechemes Hashira Azois. He said, if you would appreciate that Torah isn't just a mitzvah, it's not just an oil al tzavara, but Torah is Shira. Torah is the most beautiful music in the world. Torah is the most geschmacka thing that we have on this world. If you would appreciate that Torah is va'ata kisful lechemes hashir azois, he said he'd be learning Torah now as well. He couldn't be tevei him lanu. Because lanu, he says, lanu atu l'tzarei, he says, it's not lanu. I'm not coming that it says v'gisim ayoyim avalayla. I'm not coming v'limadit amoysim es b'necha v'shinantam l'vanecha. He didn't pull out the Rambam and Hilchas Talmud Torah. He says, you're potter, you're right. You're potter. There's no question you're potter. You're doing what you have to do. You're fighting the war. Where are you in a place now to sit in harav and a suya? You're going to harav and a pnei Yeshua's kasha. It's not possible. But you know where I'm coming from? I'm coming from the atta kisful l'chemes hashir azos. That's where I'm coming from. I'm coming from the fact that Torah is the most geschmacka thing in the world. From lulei seirascha shashua yazavadeti ba'ani. In the world of lulei seirascha shashua yazavadeti ba'ani, you can be on the Kastner train, on your way to Bergen-Belsen, together with the Divrei Yoel or Rabbi Shua Mendel Arenberg, and you could be learning sugyas about Carmelis and sugyas about Aruvah Techumen and Ein Lo Yela Dal Ramis and the Michas Chinuch HaMitzvah Chav Dalet v'chulu v'chulu. And I mentioned this tshuva, the Dvar Yeshua, to my Rav, Rabbi Shua Abba Yusel. So he told me, also from the Panovich Rav. He said that the Panovich Rav said that the Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos, we know the Gemara, that at the time that they took Rabbi Akiva out to be killed, Rabbi Akiva was on death row. The Romans were going to kill Rabbi Akiva. And they take Rabbi Akiva out on death row, and it was Man Kriyishma Hoysa. He said it was Man Kriyishma. And Rabbi Akiva said, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And it was Yotzin Nishmasi Be'echad. And the Paschal said, Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva, that Yotzin Nishmasi Be'echad. So he said, the Panovich Rav said, he said, I understand. Yes, I shall push at the Kasha. Right? How many times have we gone to He said, yeah, I don't understand. Why did it have to be Zman Kriyashma? Zman Kriyashma, Hoysa. And Rabbi Kiva was saying Kriyashma. The Panovich Rav said, let's say it wouldn't have been Zman Kriyashma. He said, how does a Yid die? When a Yid dies al Kiddush Hashem, he screams, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That's always the way Yidden died. They always died saying, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Even had it not been Zman Kriya Shema, Yekiva would have been Yatzin Hashmasa Be'echad. They were taking him out to be killed. He would have said, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. From the Gemara, it says, Punk, it was Zman Kriya Shema. Memeli, he said, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And that's where they killed him. So the Panovich Rav said, he says, the Gevein Yidden that died saying, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And these were Yidden that they died in the middle of a Toysvis, in the middle of a Pnei Yeshua, in the middle of a Ktsois. He said, the Yidden that weren't holding in a Sugya, they died. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. He said, but the Yidden that were holding in Sugya is in Gestarben in the Inami of a Toysvis. And he said, it was Poshit to him. He said that when the Yidden were being marched into the concentration camps, he says, the Gedoilim, the Chshuvim, they were sitting, they were hurrying and learning. They were mamish, they were being mefalfin of Pnei Yeshua's Kasha, in a Tshuva's Noid of Yehuda, in a Rab Kiveger's Kasha, in a Toysvis, and in Iba Yisayim in the Gemara. What did the Hava mean to me? What did the Maskar mean? That's the way they died. That was the Lulei Sayer Oscha Shashua Yosef Adi Tibiani. See, he said, Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva was Yotzel Ariga. He would have been holding in a Sugya for Rabbi Akiva. He would have been holding in Tumendai Reis for Rabbi Akiva. One of the Rabbi Akivas in Shas. That's where he would have been holding. Now, Vos Punkt, it was Man Kriyishma. And it was Man Kriyishma. So he had to say Kriyishma. So he said, it was Yotzel Nishmasa Mecha. It's also the Panovich Rav. That was what he told Yeshua Beno. He says, I understand. I can't be Tevei the mitzvahs. Today the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. He says, where do I come to be Tevei the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? If you would realize, if the Yidden would understand a little more that Torah is a Shira, that Torah is Lulei Soyroscha Shashuai Ozavadati Ba'ani, then you could be anywhere. You could be in the most dire of situations. You're always going to learn Torah. In Lanu Atom Litzareinu. You know what the answer was? It's not Lanu and it's not Litzareinu. It's Ata. I'm not coming out Lanu. I'm coming out for Ata. Kisful Lachem as Ashira Azois. I think it's Dover Be'itoy Ma'atoyev, of course, a very befitting way to go into Shmini Atzeres, which is, of course, the ultimate Zman Simcha Seinu, the Vilna Goyen. It's brought down in the Maaser Rav. Used to be Sameach Simcha Gedoyla Shmini Atzeres. Used to say, Oiz Vahada Levusha. That's Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Vatischak Liyoy Machroin. That Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres is Me'ein Olam Haba. And that's why on Shmini Atzeres we have Simchas Torah. We celebrate the Me'ein Olam Haba that we have. Vatischak Liyoy Machroin is Olam Haba. The Tzadikim were able to be Margish Me'ein Olam Haba. And Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. Shmini Atzeres is Rava the Rava. It's the Spitz, the one day a year, which is Mamish the Spitz. It's the ultimate Spitz of Me'ein Olam Haba. But either way, that's the day that we celebrate the Torah and the Va'ata Kisful Lachem Asashira Hazos.